right, Bill Barty, it's not only springtime, it's time for flip-flops.
It is time for flip-flops.
It's going to be spring break just in a week or two.
Can you believe it?
Now, yes, I'm happy to hear it.
For plenty of us who may not have children, may not be in school, may not even seem to care about spring break still affects those of us who aren't normally bothered by spring break. It's an excuse to go do some adventuring and that sort of thing. Speaking of adventuring, someone sent me via Twitter at Jesse Brown's CLT a video of a mall. Now, this mall had a first story, and it also had a mezzanine or a balcony, just like we do at Jesse Brown's. But instead of showing people shopping, what this video had down in the first floor was a wrestling rink. And around it were some seats, and there were three wrestlers in the ring. And the video quickly swings over to the balcony, and it shows a professional wrestler climbing over the balcony
railing,
thank you, and jumping 25 feet down into the ring on top of the three guys who were wrestling. So I thought, what a great opportunity for us at Jesse Brown's to take that on, because we are a upstairs outdoor store.
might want to check with your liability company before you go any further with this, Bill Barty.
Anyway, I'm not going to be the professional wrestler. First off, I look terrible in tights. I look okay in knee-high wrestling boots, but tights, not so much. So we're going to have to get another wrestling partner to be the one that jumps off the top rope. So
are you nominating Wes Lawson?
I don't know. We're going to find out about those knee-high wrestling boots if we have them on sale at Jesse Brown's.
Well, wait a minute. What happened then?
Well, and then the four wrestlers are laying in the middle of the ring. We were talking ice skating earlier.
Eastland Mall.
Middle of the ring. And there is a kid in the audience who quickly does some break dance spinning there on the side. I'll post it up because it is worth seeing. But all these ideas of Jesse Brown's and a wrestling ring came to fruition, not just the knee-high wrestling boots.
Wait, was there Jell-O involved?
No Jell-O.
Speaking of spring break.
This wasn't fake wrestling. This was real wrestling. Come on. Welcome, everyone.
You mean to tell me that wrestling isn't real? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's an Olympic event.
Exactly.
You're letting the cat out of the bag now.
I am here to tell you that. Now, I didn't mean for that upstairs outdoor store and that wrestling ring in the middle of the shopping mall come into play, but it kind of paints a picture of the upstairs outdoor store, Jesse Brown's, and where our correspondent, the manager of that store, Wes Lawson, is right now. And, Wes, we've got it teased up not just to talk about wrestling boots, but to talk about 2020 footwear. And since spring break is coming, and Don teased up the three-point sandals, which is flip-flops. But the ones we sell are too nice to be called flip-flops, so we call them three-point sandals. What is on hand new there at Jesse Brown's regarding footwear?
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch. And as far as sandals go, three-point sandals, you know, flip-flops you wear into the shower, Olakai sandals and Hari Mari sandals are comfortable. You know, the footbed in an Olakai three-point sandal is something you could wear all day long and be comfortable. It's like putting on your favorite pair of shoes. They just, you can't beat them. It's starting at $69 on up. These things are going to last you a long time. They're not going to blow out like those cheap $15 pair you get at a beach store with two free T-shirts. They're really comfortable. They look good. They have sort of a classic styling to them. They're really hard to beat. We've got six or seven new styles for men and for women that just came in a couple days ago, with more coming, as you know, almost every week. It's certainly nice to see those in the store as we say goodbye to winter, and they're nicely slotted up very close to those waterproof winter boots that are on sale as we try to get those out to make space for those Vibram Five Finger KSO Evos, that minimalist training shoe we have. Yeah, talk about something different. It maps to your entire foot. It has space for each individual toe. It's like wearing a glove for your feet. Those would be right there up front. All of those next to those new buffs, all that great sun protection. We're excited to have three-point sandals back sitting front and center. But then, you know, one step away from those are going to be our Chaco Active Outdoor sandals, that stout hiking sole on it, great arch support. 5 or 6 different colors right now with about 15 more coming in, and those start at 104 on up to about 110. Those jokers are nothing to laugh about. They are just sturdy. So that's the footwear with no top right now. Those are kind of our convertibles. We got some new shoes and boots, too, if we want to get into that good stuff.
Well, I think we should jump into that. But before we do, let's stay with sandals a little bit, because I had a conversation with a gentleman who was going on a canoe trip. And on his canoe trip, he needed something that was going to be appropriate in water, around water, that sort of thing. And that's Chaco sandals came to mind quickly. But he was also going to be portaging a good bit, a mile portage at a time, that sort of thing, where he is carrying his gear and his canoe on his back. So he needed something supportive, truly supportive. And we don't oftentimes think of sandals as being supportive, but that's where those Chacos are a bit different.
Yeah, that's what Chaco was designed for, was for people who are going to be in and out of the water, and not necessarily in and out of smooth surfaces. You know, you might be hiking up or down a slot canyon. You might be carrying your canoe. In that gentleman's case, I think he was going to the boundary waters. You know, you're carrying it through forest and through meadow. So you want something that's going to really protect the bottom of your feet. If you're going somewhere where protecting the toe is also really important, then we would look at a similar but different product from Keen and getting those Newports where you have that toe cap as well to keep those toes from getting jammed up. Either of those for a trip like his are great. But, you know, one of the things about a situation like that is oftentimes a customer will come and say, I want one shoe that's going to do all of this. And that's tough because – you know, I understand packing concerns, but really on an extended trip, we want to have at least 2 pairs of footwear, one to allow your shoes or your boots to rest and maybe dry out, but also a different footwear piece for your own foot so that your foot can rest or stretch or relax. It's really important to do that so you don't do any kind of temporary or long-term damage to your feet. So we want to think about having 2 different pairs with us, be that a boot and a sandal or a Chaco and a sandal, but something else that you can wear around camp that is specific to that activity so your feet can keep you going. If we don't take care of our feet, we're going to be in trouble, even on a canoe trip.
Well, tell us about that Sims wet wading shoe.
You know, that little thing is just about unstoppable. That riprap shoe is a great shoe if you're going to be walking into a river. You could certainly use it fishing as it was intended. You could use it on a canoe trip. If you just find yourself chasing your kids or your grandkids or your dog in the water, that's a good one. It's a neoprene upper, so it dries real quick. It's got a lug sole that will move debris out really easily. And like a good pair of Sims wading boots, it will take their cleats. So if you wanted to screw in those anodized cleats to get even more traction in the river, you can. But if you do that, maybe don't go canoeing because you might damage the inside of the canoe. Those things are serious. But that little that riprap is a great option. So would be the Sims flat sneaker, which kind of looks like if a wading boot and an old pair of Chuck Taylors combined. And it's surprisingly comfortable for all-day use. And you could even do the zip it booty if you wanted to, but I might not want to have to portage through rocks and meadow in that. That might be better closer to the coast. So maybe if we were going down to Scout Sea Base or somewhere, I might think about that.
The voice you hear right there is Wes Lawson, general manager of Jesse Brown's The Upstairs Outdoor Store, a Charlotte original celebrating 50 years outfitting people for adventure close to home and around the world. And Wes, one of probably the biggest change in advancement regarding materials and the way these things are made is footwear. So let's delve into boots and shoes that are made for walking and hiking that are appropriate for travel. For many of our listeners right now, they may be thinking about a big, brown, heavier duty hiking boot, but that's not the way hiking boots are in 2020.
You know, the classic leather hiking boot looks fantastic, and once you break it in, it feels good. And part of that's because you spent so much time breaking that thing in to fit your feet. But they're heavy, and they require all that break-in. New materials now, even the new kinds of leather that are being used, and the textiles alone, the boots weigh half of what they used to, maybe even better than half. The break-in, as we say in the store, you're not breaking in the boot, it's breaking in you. They're so much more supportive now. I find myself wearing them just around the store. If I'm going to be on my feet all day, I want to feel good. It improves your posture. It improves how you're standing, you know, how your gait is walking. Overall, it's so much better. It's just, it's relief for your body. So when you can have a newer boot that doesn't require nearly the break-in time, you know, you're talking about a couple of afternoons walking around versus leather oils and soaps and wetting your boots and hiking and getting blisters. So we're erasing all that, wearing it around, getting used to how good you feel typically, especially if we get to spend some time fitting you. And in the case of something new like the new Salomon X Ultra Mid GTX, so it's got Gore-Tex in there, it's waterproof, it's as light as a tennis shoe or a basketball shoe, great support, and at 165, it's hard to beat. You would be hard-pressed to find an application within 5 hours of here where it wouldn't be great.
Well, say that name again. Who's naming these things? It sounds like a hot rod automobile.
It basically is. So, yeah, it's the Salomon X Ultra Mid GTX. And the key part there, those last two words, the mid, so it's a mid-cut boot. So it's not a shoe, and it's not a full-height hiking boot or mountaineering boot. And then GTX, so it's got Gore-Tex, a layer of Gore-Tex in there to keep your foot dry when it rains or you're crossing a creek and walking through puddles and all that kind of stuff. So the only way water's getting in if you fully submerge that boot. But that mid-height is so great because it doesn't really change how you walk, like a big, tall 6 or 8 inch boot, which makes you kind of walk in like an old John Wayne gunfighter, changes everything. That mid-height is so comfortable. It feels familiar to you. And if you didn't want to go that high, we'd still go, you know, right over to that Salomon XA Pro, and you can get that with Gore-Tex or without. That's that original adventure racing trail running shoe, light hiker, do it all, feels good. I think everybody at the store has a pair of those. I know Don and I both wear those X Ultra Low Cut a lot. That's a comfortable shoe, and when it's Gore-Tex, you know, you can walk outside in the rain and be fine.
No,
or if this is the Southeast, that grass in the morning's always wet, your feet will be dry.
Now, a lot of people are always concerned about shoes and boots being hot. Do you feel that Gore-Tex really makes that much difference in how warm the boot is?
I don't. You know, Gore-Tex allows for the product to still breathe, so it's not a one-way vapor barrier. Well, it is a one-way vapor barrier. It's letting your heat and sweat out without letting water in. The difference is negligible, and I'll tell you, after a full day hiking, even if I've got on a pair of Chaco sandals, my feet are going to be hot because it's hot outside, blood's pumping. So if I have to have one pair of footwear, it's probably going to be one of those shoes with the Gore-Tex membrane into it, because on a regular day, it's just fine. On a wet, gross day, my feet are happier. I'd rather that be the case than, you know, 1 or 2 temperature degrees difference on my feet.
Well, in summary, we've got travel shoes, water shoes, whether it be the minimalist Five Fingers, whether it be three-point sandals or flip-flops, to sports sandals to be around water. Then I guess the hiking and walking shoes go from the new revision that Merrell has in the Moab 2 at $89, mm-hmm. all the way up to the Salomons that are in the low $200 range. All of this is less expensive than footwear used to be, and they're a whole lot more comfortable as well. Wes, you need to go check out that video there to see what you think about those knee-high wrestling boots. And jumping off the top rail of the upstairs outdoor store there at Jesse Brown's into the ring below. Thank you, Wes.
Well, I'll try to work on some entrance music for you and Don as we prepare to jump off the turnbuckle.
Check it out on the Facebook page. General Manager of Jesse Brown's, Wes Lawson, thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.